Okay. I think I figured it out. Ba ba ba. Doesn't look like I'm being recorded. All right, well, I'm going to tell David to call in. Call 563. I hope if I do the 563-999-2010-2010. Our host code, can't tell you what that is, but your guys' code, hang on, let me put this in so I don't mess up. Your guys' code is 256012. David Ray hops on the line here in a minute. Because I'm on the dashboard here, and it doesn't look like it's being recorded. But I figured out the prompt via the phone, and it says we're being recorded, but I don't know if we're actually being recorded or not. So we'll find out. Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba. Meantime, keep listening to my free podcast. Actually, three of them.
Kano.
Hey, I think I figured out how to make this record without us being on the computer. This is the free conferencing one.
Yeah, I think it just said it's being recorded.
Sweet!
You can also make it start out muted.
Yeah.
Which would be a good idea because you don't want your callers to just jump in.
Okay.
You want them to mute themselves.
There's key codes. Once we log in, we can use certain key codes to control everything with the phone if we're not on a computer.
Now, this is freeconferencing.com?
Yep.
Okay. Your users can use *6 to unmute themselves.
Right.
Okay.
And for administrators can control it using *4.
Okay, but is that from a phone or is that from a...
From the phone. So hit star 4 right now.
Oh, this is a very smart phone, you know.
Huh? Okay, while he's doing that, yeah, people who call in using the other extension code number won't be able to have these options, but this is admin options. We have a different login number.
There are two moderators on the call. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, two moderators, you and me. So basically, yeah, the participants won't have the star 4 options that we have because they call a different number, so they have different options. And we call this number, and it allows us to have these options. So we can control it with our phone. We don't have to be on the computer. So this one's way better. So we can just schedule it whenever we want to schedule it. We don't have to go on a computer and pre-schedule it.
Right. So I would give David Irish one of these access codes because if he calls in, we want him to talk. You know, we want him to be able to talk right away. And if he doesn't want to talk, he'll just listen.
Well, he would automatically be muted too, but he'd have the admin extension where everybody else will have the participant extension.
Well, was I muted when I called in?
No.
I don't think
but
so.
I didn't mute everything right away. I didn't mute everything when I first came in. The only thing I did was I figured out how to get it to start recording.
Excellent.
And
well, this is being
so
recorded right
still,
now.
Right. We're still playing with it. So as we figure it out, you know, we'll get better at it.
So what's it? Podcast 0.4?
6.
0.6. Okay.
Probably it should be more like a podcast.
Well, it's the pre-podcast. It's all zeros. But,
yeah.
You know, for somebody to set up their own podcast, all this will be interesting.
True that.
All right. All right. Well, I'm just going to try to get back to sleep again.
Oh, sorry, I woke you.
All right,
so tomorrow. Pardon?
Yeah, tomorrow around 6:30. If he changes his mind in the morning, I'll let you know. I'll call him before I leave here. So.
Well, I've already scheduled it for 6:30, so we'll just
plan 6:30. If my
voice sounds
like this, he might turn me down. So.
All right.
And, you know. And I'll call, Beverly and let her know, hey, you're old. You don't need to take a chance on catching whatever virus I have. It's not worth your life for me to get some gas money in my tank.
Well, I don't think you really have a cold. You just have a chemical reaction to those mothballs.
Well, they probably made me susceptible to other things.
True, run down the immune system.
Yeah, because I definitely had infection, big time. I still do. But I am blowing it out. And
so you're poisoned.
Yeah, I was poisoned.
You poisoned yourself, man.
You know, we should get some pure diatomaceous earth and throw it in all the cracks and crevices under my camper.
Well, you got that one, the green bag. That's
you know,
the,
it.
I have pure diatomaceous earth, but I'd use that for now.
Yeah, it smells like baby powder. It's not talcum powder they added. They added baby powder, and they added a lot more than they claimed because feels like only slightly gritty talcum powder. I don't know. Well, you know, Diatomaceous Earth feels powdery too, so I don't know.
Well,
it
yeah,
smells
they're both
powdery. It smells of the perfume they put in baby powder.
Okay. So. Well, I know it works. So.
Okay.
It's just not Diatomaceous Earth. It's their own blend of whatever crap they put in it.
Yeah, so they could make a pulpit on it. It smells nice.
Right.
Yeah, it's good for powdering your feet at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But it's probably less dangerous because Diatomaceous Earth, you got to be careful breathing it. Or this has got other ingredients that might make it a little safer.
Talcum powder will set your lungs up with soapstone.
Okay.
That's what that is. Talcum powder is basically soapstone, ground up powder.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm outside. I was out next to my truck.
Yeah, I should go to bed anyway. I don't need to talk for another hour anyway.
Right.
So my voice sounds rough, but my throat feels clear right at the moment. The only thing that's congested is still my sinuses, my nasal cavities, and up inside my head area. So my ears are clear though. So it's basically from the ears up, kinda.
It's all in your head.
Yes, it's all in my head.
That's what a doctor told me once. I went in. I thought I was sick. And he told me it was all in my head. And I'm like, what do you mean it's all in my head? He goes, it's allergies. So.
Yeah, it's all in your head. Sinus cavities, whatever those tubes are for your ears,
tubers.
Yeah, I forget. Oh. All right, I'm going back to bed. Oh, I'm already
back to sleep. All right, so tomorrow, it'll be that other phone number with the 14008.
I'll get confirmation with you later tomorrow.
Huh?
I'll get confirmation with you later tomorrow. I'm tired, honestly. I sent it to you
on text, but that's the one I put on Facebook for everybody. So we'll go ahead and test that one, the shoe, whatchamacallit, talk shoe. Whatever it's called, we'll test that one tomorrow.
Yeah. Look up AIB Radio on TalkShoe. You might like him. All right?
Okay.
All right, just look him up. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Right.
Okay, so David Ray logged off. This concludes our test of this, so we can just schedule our call in. Then I can control it, or David can control it. Whoever calls in first can control it on the phone. We don't have to be on the computer. So now I'm going to hang up, get in the computer, and see how it all worked, sound it, download it, and then upload it to my website or our website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, the David and David or DD&D podcast. All right, plug this in. We're out of here. All right, thanks. Bye.